भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7, Verse 23. Tvam Adya Purusha Sakshad Ishvara Prakrite Para मायां विद्यस्य चिच्छक्त्या कैवल्ये स्थित आत्मनि त्वमाद्यं पुरुष साक्षात् ईश्वर प्रकृते परा मायां विद्यस्य चिच्छक्त्या कैवल्ये स्थित आत्मनि त्वम् आद्य पुरुष साक्षात् ईश्वर प्रकृते परः मायां युद्धस्य चिशक्त्या कैवल्ये स्थित आत्मनि ईश्वर प्रकृते परः मायां विद्यस्य चिच्छक्त्या कैवल्ये स्थित आत्मनि त्वमाद्य पुरुष साक्षात् ईश्वर प्रकृते परः मायां विद्यस्य चिच्छक्त्या कैवल्ये स्थित आत्मनि त्वमाद्य पुरुष साक्षात् ईश्वर प्रकृते परः मायां विद्यस्य चिच्छक्त्या कैवल्ये स्थित आत्मनि त्वमाद्य पुरुष साक्षात् ईश्वर प्रकृते परः मायां विदस्य चिच्छक्त्या कैवल्ये स्थित आत्मनि त्वमाद्य पुरुष साक्षात् ईश्वर प्रकृते परः मायां विदस्य चित्सक्त्या कैवल्ये स्थित आत्मनि त्वमाद्य पुरुष साक्षात् ईश्वर प्रकृते परः मायामिदस्य चित्सक्त्या कैवल्ये स्थित आत्मनि त्वमाद्य पुरुष साक्षात् ईश्वर प्रकृते परः मायामिदस्य चित्सक्त्या कैवल्ये स्थित आत्मनि Tvam Adya, you are the original. Purusha, the enjoying personality. Sakshat, directly. Ishvara, the controller. Prakrite, of material nature. Paraha, transcendental. Maya, the material energy. Vyudhasya, one who has thrown aside. Chit Shaktya, by dint of internal potency. Kaivalye, in pure eternal knowledge and bliss. Sthitaha, placed. Atmani, own self. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. You are the original personality of Godhead who expands himself all over the creations and is transcendental to material energy. You have cast away the effects of the material energy by dint of your spiritual potency. You are always situated in eternal bliss and transcendental knowledge. The Lord states in the Bhagavad Gita that one who surrenders unto the lotus feet of the Lord can get release from the clutches of nescience. Krishna is just like the sun, and Maya or material existence is just like darkness. Wherever there is the light of the sun, darkness or ignorance at once vanishes. The best means to get out of the world of ignorance is suggested here. The Lord is addressed herein as the original personality of Godhead. From him, all other personalities of Godhead expand. The all-pervasive Lord Vishnu is Lord Krishna's plenary portion or expansion. The Lord expands himself in innumerable forms of Godhead and living beings, along with his different energies. But Sri Krishna is the original primeval Lord from whom everything emanates. The all-pervasive feature of the Lord experienced within the manifested world is also a partial representation of the Lord. Paramatma, therefore, is included within him. He is the absolute personality of Godhead. He has nothing to do with the actions and reactions of the material manifestation because he is far above the material creation. Darkness is a perverse representation of the sun, and therefore the existence of darkness depends on the existence of the sun. But in the sun proper, there is no trace of darkness. As the sun is full of light only, similarly, the absolute personality of Godhead beyond the material existence is full of bliss. He is not only full of bliss, but also full of transcendental variegatedness. Transcendence is not at all static, but full of dynamic variegatedness. He is distinct from the material nature, which is complicated by the three modes of material nature. He is Parama, or the chief. Therefore, he is absolute. He has manifold energies, and through his diverse energies, he creates, manifests, maintains, and destroys the material world. In his own abode, however, everything is eternal and absolute. The world is not conducted by the energies or powerful agents by themselves, but by the potent, all-powerful with all energies. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కాంచనా గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ టేకింగ్ ద బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది సీనియర్ వైష్ణవ్ అసెంబ్ల్డ్ హియర్ లెట్స్ డిస్కస్ లిటిల్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం సో ఇన్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ విచ్ ఇస్ అబౌట్ నో హౌ అశ్వత్థామ అటాక్స్ నో అర్జున అండ్ ఇన్ ది స్పెసిఫిక్ వర్స్ అర్జున స్టార్ట్స్ నో ప్రేయింగ్ టు లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఫార్ షెల్టర్ సో దట్స్ వాట్ వి ఆర్ రైట్ నౌ సో ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ వర్స్ Arjuna starts, you know, his prayers, and then this verse, it continues. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada starts with the fact that he starts with the word basically clutches of material energy. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam, as the Bhagavad Gita, they actually give a vivid description of this material existence, which is also called Maya. The terms used are here in the clutches. Sometimes in Bhagavad Gita also, this specific verse, Krishna states, Daivi hi esha gunamai amamaya duratyaya. So the word used is duratyaya. And in the Bhagavatam also, there are so many instances, it is mentioned. In the 11th canto, especially Uddhav Gita, it says, Tapa trayena vinihatasya ghore. So the words used are Tapa traya. Tapa traya means again, the three miseries, the threefold miseries, Adi Bhautik, Adi Daivik, Adi Atmik. And here again, the word is used as ghore. Tapatraya, ghore. So ghore means intense. So repeatedly, we see these descriptions of, you know, clutches, duratyaya, means, you know, very difficult to overcome, ghore. So this is a repeated experience we also have in this world. In fact, it is said that when you have difficulty, naturally, there will be an reasoning. It will be, you know, like if somebody is intelligent, they will think, why is there suffering? And hence, there will be a desire to stop that suffering or to find some mechanism to get out of that. Like an example, if there is fire, if you put your finger in fire, you'll find there is heat. In fact, as you get closer to fire, you'll find heat. And hence, there is an inbuilt safety mechanism that you will not put your hand and melt away your hand, right? So naturally, there is a natural mechanism that how a person with sense, person, you know, with little intelligence will avoid fire because of the very effect of fire. Similarly, in this world also, there is enough pain, there is enough suffering to have a person who is little thoughtful should start thinking, is there an alternative? Let me find an alternative to end my suffering. One time, Srila Prabhupada was in a morning walk. And as he was walking with his disciples, by people who were standing, passing by, they should greet him, good morning. And of course, Prabhupada also exchanged back, good morning. And then after that, Prabhupada asked his disciples, he said, you know, what is the meaning of good morning? So all the disciples, you know, they know that Prabhupada will, you know, give some nice esoteric purport of everything. So they were waiting to see what will Prabhupada talk about good morning. And then Prabhupada replied, that good morning means nothing horrible has happened as yet. So that is the meaning of good morning. So we understand from the Bhagavatam that padam padam hi vipadam hi tesham. So padam padam vipadam. So there is danger or vipad at every step. And that is the nature of material existence. So anyone who has little intelligence would realize, would at least come to some conclusion that there must be a better way out. Of course, without guidance, what happens is, if one way doesn't work, we try the other way. And we keep on trying repeatedly that maybe something will work out for us. Unless we, you know, get guidance that you have to actually get out. That is the only way. As long as you are trying within these same circumstances, it will not give you any good results. And even if everything is going good in life, at the end there is death, mrityu, which is certain. And of course, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is in the second chapter itself, it is brought up, Dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara. So even if your life is going smooth, still at the end there is, you know, there is death. And hence again, a person who is a little thoughtful would start thinking that why am I dying? And is there a difference between this body that we see and something else which we cannot see? So there will be some desire to know the unseen, the soul. And of course, only through Bhagavad Gita we get this knowledge. Otherwise, one can keep on speculating and, you know, guessing that what is it beyond this body which exists. One time Srila Prabhupada was giving a TV interview, and a reporter, no, he was asking, so Swamiji, what is your mission? What is the main message you want to give to the world? So Prabhupada replied that the mission of this movement is to explain the difference between body and soul. So the reporter said, so what's the big deal? Body and soul? That's not the biggest problem in this world today. We have so many political scandals, we have so many, you know, terrorism, we have people suffering due to, you know, third world countries. This is happening in America, so they're talking about third world countries. And, you know, there are other challenges, you know, global warming and so on, stock market crash. So why is this so important? And we see, if you see, in the nature of time, you know, with time, with passing of time, these issues have not changed. There may be different flavors. This world, newspapers, media is filled with all these things. About, you know, scandals, about scams, about, you know, economic, you know, crashes and so on. So there is no, you know, change in flavor there. It's just, you know, repeatedly showing up. So, but this person, was, since he wasn't caught up with that thought, he's saying, what is the big deal? Why it is so important? Why is it relevant right now? Then Prabhupada responded saying that, out of his compassion, he said, okay, so let me explain to you. He gave the example of the car and driver. So he said, is car important or driver important? So when this question was asked, this reporter again, out of his background, he said, of course, car is important. Without car, we can't survive. We can't commute from one place to other. So car is more important. Then Prabhupada realized that he didn't get the point about this car and driver analogy. So Prabhupada went on further to explain this analogy of car and driver. And this person is still not getting it. So for a long time, this went back and forth. Car, driver, car, driver. Finally, this interviewer, this reporter, he thought, looks like, you know, this is the point, it is stuck, it will not go beyond this. So he said, okay, amicably, I wanted to conclude. He said, okay, Swamiji, thank you for your time. Thank you for your time, and this is the end of the interview. He switched off the lights, the camera, everything is switched off. And then he wanted to, you know, leave. Prabhupada said, where are you going? Get up, sit down. Where are you going? As long as you don't understand the difference between the body and soul, interview is not over, sit down. So for half an hour further, it went on, till this person got the message, the understanding between body and soul, and then he was able to leave. So Prabhupada, out of his compassion, we see, you know, how he was trying to deal with so many people with so much diverse backgrounds, trying to explain such a difficult topic about body and soul through giving multiple analogies. So, but somebody who is thoughtful, you know, can understand little, yes, there is a soul beyond this body, and it is the soul which powers the body, and that is the consciousness. So coming to the understanding of the prakriti, this material world miseries, and the existence of the jiva, the soul, can be actually given to a person who has little intelligence, some thoughtfulness. Further, with further thinking, one can also come to some conclusion that this world is going on its own. There has to be some controller behind this. It is not a random machine which is set in automatic motion. And hence, inquiring about this controller of both the prakriti as well as jiva, finding that purusha, finding that controller, is again a natural subject of discussion for a person who is little inquisitive or little, you know, understanding. So with this thoughtful approach, one can actually come to some understanding of the Prakriti's nature, suffering, the Jiva's nature being eternal, and the nature of the controller who is beyond both Prakriti as well as Jiva. But to go beyond this, so this is actually the point of Sambandha Jnana, understanding Prakriti, Jiva and the controller, and how to connect between the Jiva and the controller. There we start Abhideya. So Sambandha stops here and Abhideya starts. And this is where actually we need mercy, or we need that association of devotees. Up to this point we can use by our intelligence, but beyond that, how do I connect with the Supreme? That's where actually the process of bhakti starts. Srimad Bhagavatam explains, Atra sarga visargascha sthanam poshanam utaya manvantara ishanu katha nirodha muktir ashraya. So these 10 topics of the Bhagavatam ultimately conclude with ashraya. One can go through all these different topics of sarga, visarga, creation, sub-creation, the multiple planetary systems. But ultimately, this all knowledge is given to come to the conclusion of ashraya. Ashraya means taking shelter of Krishna, or starting the process of abhideya, or the process of bhakti. Only when we come to that, then actually we can solve the problem identified in the first step. Now, in case somebody is fortunate enough to actually come to this stage, then actually that person is considered not only fortunate, but also a higher level of intelligence. So in the Bhagavatam again it explained that Krishna Varnam Pisa Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagna Sankirtane Prayer Yajantihi Sumedhasaha. So the word Sumedha means somebody who has little higher intelligence is at least come to this conclusion that I must start the process of bhakti, of worshipping the Supreme Lord, and of course specifically in Kali Yuga, through the process of Naam Sankirtan. So this stress on applying one's intelligence is again, we see here that Sumedhasa means somebody who has higher intelligence would take to the process of bhakti to end the suffering identified as a part of the first thought. Further, as one continues in bhakti, even staying in bhakti is also a challenge. So even that needs even higher intelligence, that how one can stay in bhakti, stay inspired forever. When Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri, at that time, the devotees from Bengal used to come and visit him regularly. On one occasion, Maharaj Pratapudra, actually for the first time he is seeing all the devotees coming from Bengal and, you know, visiting Lord Chaitanya, and he is seeing a special joy in their face. He sees that they are so happy doing kirtan. So he asks his guru, Sarvam Bhattacharya, then what is this I am seeing? Can you please explain? Then Bhattacharya explains, Bhattacharya kahe, ehi madhura vachan, chaitanya srishti, ehi prema sankirtan. So he says that what you are seeing, O king, is actually a creation of Lord Chaitanya. It is Chaitanya's srishti. And what is it? Prema sankirtan. It is not the ordinary kirtan you see regularly, but it is prema sankirtan, and that's why you see so much of brightness, so much of light, or so much of pleasure, happiness in the face of these devotees, because they are experiencing happiness, and hence it is called prema sankirtan. The love that they are expressing in their heart is expressed in their face, and hence you are seeing it. Further, Bhattacharya actually goes on to explain that Avatari Chaitanya, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taken and descended for what? Dharma Pravartan, to carry out this message. And what is the message? Kali Kale Dharma, in Kali Yuga, the Dharma is Krishna Nama Sankirtan. So again, it is further emphasized here that in Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya has taken avatar, that Kali Kale Dharma, Krishna Nama Sankirtan, that Nama Sankirtan of Krishna is the Yuga Dharma for this Kali Yuga. So Bhattacharya then explains, then Prataputta Maharaj says, okay. So one time Srila Prabhupada was again this was in India. He was actually giving an assembly, discussing an assembly, and in that assembly there was a minister also from the government. And at that time, The government had a slogan that talk less, work more. Now, to try to improve India's productivity, this was the slogan of government. Now, that, you know, in Hindi they called Bate Kam Kam Jada. So, in English it translates to that, you know, talk less and work more. And Prabhupada was giving this, you know, this lecture here. So then somebody, you know, came to tell Prabhupada, there's a minister here from the government, and just be careful what you speak, because this is the current slogan of the government. But Prabhupada was, you know, is in his own mood. He said, Krishna says, Satam Kirtayantamam, always do my kirtan. Then if you do that, all the duties are taken care. So then he looked at the mantri. He said, Mantriji, do you agree with this? And said, yes, Swamiji, I agree with you. Then of course Prabhupada explained that when we take shelter of Krishna, when we engage in Krishna bhakti, it is not that we stop our duties of the world. We still do that. So doing the duties of this world does not mean you should actually escape Krishna bhakti. So both are important. It is not that it is one or the other. So even though the government is saying that, you know, work more, talk less, that doesn't mean that you should stop, you know, Harikatha. Harikatha has to still go on. So Prabhupada wanted to convey that message, that whatever is the given situation, Harikatha and Kirtan must always go on. That should never stop. So further, when we look at here again the same example of the same story of Prataputra Maharaj, Bhattacharya further explains that anyone who worships Lord Chaitanya through the process of Nama Sankirtan is actually Sumedha. He is also intelligent. He says, Sankirtana Yajna Karitare Aradhan Seita Sumedh Ar Kalihata Jan. So only who worships Lord Chaitanya through Sankirtana Yajna Seita Sumedha. So again the word Sumedha is used here. That person is intelligent. He has got higher intelligence. Others are Kali Hata Jan. Others are under the influence of Kali. Now, what is the influence of Kali? Kali's influence essentially means that we are anxiety, we are in anxiety, we are disturbed. Even though there is opportunity to continue in bhakti, but still the mind remains agitated. So, Manda Sumanda Matayo. So that is always in the mind is, you know, agitated. So that is the sign of Kali. And how we can actually avoid this or this effect of Kali by engaging in Sankirtan. And Sankirtan actually also means to coming together and doing Kirtan. So there are two aspects of Sankirtan. One is that the time that we have, we give that time to Krishna. In this time, we could do so many things. We could do this, we could do that, we could do shopping, we could do multiple things. But we say no to those things and we give priority. That this is the time I am giving for Kirtan, for Krishna, Kirtan, Krishna Katha or Japa. And hence, we give priority. We may have other thoughts in our mind. We may have other persons that we need to meet. But we put them aside and focus on giving that time exclusively to Krishna. That's one part of our dedication for Sankirtan. The second is, we come together. So even though we may have so many differences, if you really observe each of us, all of us have different external looks. We may have different tastes, different likes, different dislikes, different backgrounds, different skill sets, different, you know, ways of approaching a problem, different ways of, you know, problem solving. But whatever we have one thing in common. And what is that? We are all suffering. That is given to us. And the second is that we are all helplessly dependent on mercy to get out of the suffering. So that itself is a common platform for us to come together and engage in Sankirtan and stay together. Even though we may have so many, you know, unique abilities, we may feel that, yes, I am special. I have these special features which nobody else has. But still, that doesn't help me get out of this suffering. I am helplessly dependent on the help of others to actually come together and take shelter of Krishna. When a house is on fire, at that time, we don't talk about differences. When we were like, you know, like say, only 1 minute to get out, at that time we'll not start thinking, oh, I have a smartphone, or what phone you have, what type of, you know, dress are you wearing. The focus is how we can all get out together, maximize the number of people who can escape and survive, and ultimately go back home, back to Godhead, at the lotus feet of Krishna. So that is our objective. So with that objective, so again, even to understand this, it needs further higher intelligence. That we have come to bhakti, but to stay in bhakti, it needs even higher intelligence. That despite the differences, finding a common ground and continuing in bhakti, and having that joyful expression, showing that on a joyful expression or experiencing happiness in bhakti. We sometimes say, right, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. But between the two, the chant Hare Krishna and be happy, the and is a big word actually. It's a small word, but actually it has a big meaning. So experiencing that and needs a lot of experience, lot of depth, lot of understanding and lot of mercy. Finding that link between chanting Hare Krishna and being happy. And again, there are like two small points to note. Sometimes these two are helpful. That when we engage in the process of bhakti, A is we should consider changing our object of contemplation. Just following the process of bhakti mechanically sometimes doesn't help or doesn't take too far to an initial devotee. Like, if we still come back with the baggage of, that when we are not a devotee, then I'm complaining, this world is bad, everybody is troubling me, this person is bad, that person is bad. And then when we become devotees, we may just transfer the same complaining propensities. That instead of this person, we say, this devotee is troubling me, this devotee is bad. So we may do the same propensities, we may just transfer from material life to spiritual life. That doesn't take us too far. So we should change our object of contemplation from being a self-centeredness to be able to see how I can use my talent to serve Krishna. So if you like kirtan, garland service, whatever service we like, we engage that, and that becomes our object of contemplation, and that gives us pleasure, that gives us nourishment rather than what we are experiencing in the around us. The second is finding a new identity. Again, typically when we are not Krishna conscious, our identities are related to I am a father, I am a son, I am a husband, I am working, I am an engineer, or I am a mechanical person. We have so many identities. But these identities sometimes don't give us full satisfaction because that is their nature. None of these identities can give us full nourishment to the soul. And hence, unless we change this identity to be a servant of Krishna and actually take pleasure in that, that is the only identity which can be sustained, which is sustainable. So changing the object of contemplation and our identity will help us sustain this path of bhakti that one takes up after so much of thoughtfulness, so much of intelligence, being so much sumedha. One comes to this path and then one can continue to be happy and chant Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or any comments? Yes, Mataji.
We have to change the batteries.
Okay.
Actually, there's maybe a little bit. Let's try it.
Hare Krishna.
Yes,
thank you, Prabhu. That was a lovely class. Really nice. Thank you. This is just a comment. I just had a realization today which is pushing me to say this, which I haven't said, although I've realized it for a long time. But, because also we're a preaching movement and we always want to improve our service. So I've noticed actually that, when we sing every day the Yasamati Nandana prayers, that I would say something like 95% of the devotees are mispronouncing Sura Kula Nashana. They're saying that Krishna is the killer of the demigods. Now, this is, Krishna's not going to start killing demigods because we say that, but we do have our Sura Prabhu here, whose health is not so good, and we should be careful about the power of words. And so I think it would be really nice if everyone could pay attention and use the proper Asura Kula Nashana, that Krishna is the killer of the demons. And I will. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
So let's sing it together.
Yeah.
Braja jana palan asura kula nashana. Asura kula na. So you know, study this word, asura kula nashana. Thank you. Yeah, yes, please.
Thank you, Prabhu, for a nice class. I just have a comment. It really touched me when you were mentioning, you brought us to the essence of Krishna consciousness, the Harinam Sankirtan Yajna. Mm-hmm. And I felt inspired to, you know, go to Harinam tonight. We have a Harinam for those devotees who are in the internet. And it's going to be at Santa Monica, the promenade, and Saturday we are also having Harinam in Hollywood. Of course, we also have a nice program. Mataji is going to give some, Mother Narayan is going to have some program here. So we all want to participate in different ways. The main thing is to be engaged, and that's Harinam too. But for those devotees who are not able to come to the temple and who work the whole day, and sometimes they might feel guilty of not being able to participate or to speak if the temple asks for some donations or money and they're not able to give it. Don't feel discouraged. We have this nice program, Harinam Sankirtan, that you can participate. And just like you, Prabhu, were mentioning the description of the Sangha, that you give your time, you give yourself. That's like giving yourself to the Lord by chanting the holy name as a service. It's free and it's a starts around 6 o'clock.
Thank you, bro. Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you. Thank you. You're doing what service?
I just got up the altar.
Yeah, but what was it? What were you doing?
I was just cleaning the water and filling it. Just to slow you down by about 15%.
Okay. I think it's working. What's the 15% switch?
Thank you very much.